There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, and we got a great episode this week. It's been a good week so far. So
yeah, it has been.
Big announcement was Monday. Joni was honored with the Housing Wires Magazine's 2020 Women of Influence Award. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm actually humbled and honored to be as one of the top influencers in the industry, the real estate industry, amongst amazing, talented women out there. So it's an honor and also, I mean, you were my number one cheerleader and fan out there, and I couldn't have done it without you and Brett back here and my amazing staff. So, thanks to everybody.
Yes. So it was, exciting. We got a press release coming today out of it.
Yeah.
And, so it's been, a successful week, and it's good for you, your brand, and recognition, and good for the company.
Yeah.
And so it's all because of them too. They have a big influence on this as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just got out of the eye doctor, so it's been I cannot
see,
and the lights and everything are like blinding me. So
how many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I can see far. I just can't see up close. So fully dilated. If you guys see that in the camera. There's a funny story to this, because there's several fears in life, and someone named two of mine. So I fear snakes, and most people fear like the dentist or something like that. I fear the eye doctor. So I hate the eye exams or the eye charts. I can never. I've had glasses since I was in first grade, so it's one of those things. Like I'm going to like find out I have. To reassure or tell me again that I have bad vision or can't see. And then they're like, what's the smallest line you can see? And then I try to say it and I can't, it looks all blurry. And they're like, well, here, let me change it. What about this one? And they're like, oh, let's go a little bit bigger. And everything still looks blurry. So they make me feel a little
okay,
inadequate.
It's okay, babe. I'll take care of you when you go blind.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm driving Mr. whatever, not Daisy, but...
Yeah, don't worry. I got your back.
Sunflower or something. Anyways, so totally off subject. But today we're going to talk about changing the narrative and controlling the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is so important and something that we're constantly working at. We're not perfect at this, and we're constantly telling each other to want to change the narrative or change the story.
Yeah.
Especially
right now, you know, with social media, it seems like, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners feel the same way, you know, when you're on social media, it's like you scroll and you see all these, you know, negative posts, and, you know, the first thought that comes to my mind is, what are you doing about it, right? Like, change your story. I mean, because the truth is, we're going to believe our thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're right either way. You're right if you... don't believe it, or if you're right if you give yourself negative thoughts, and you're right if mm-hmm. you speak the positive or change the narrative on it. So
mm-hmm.
Either way, you're going to be right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, oftentimes I think we limit ourselves by, you know, deciding what we can't do even before we try it, right?
Yeah. So the using words like can't.
Oh, gosh, yeah. The word can't is, in our household, number one, you should remove the word can't out of your vocabulary altogether. In our household, I know our kids aren't allowed to say can't. They'll go to the room and, okay, tell me five ways how you can do things.
Correct. And we're not perfect
no.
at this. They every once in a while, like especially our daughter would be like, I can't do it. Well, no, let's look at this and
mm-hmm.
let's examine it. And that's, mm-hmm. But we really strive to not have them use the word can't. But it's just negative talk. It's, you know, this might sound like I'm crazy or something, but you know, we all, and if you really truly believe it and become more self-aware, you hear the negative conversations you have with yourself, and some are positive. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's some positive people, and that's what we're trying to change, is like changing it to a positive story rather than looking at the negative and hearing those voices in your head saying you're not
good enough. You're not smart enough, or, you know,
you're too young, mm-hmm. or you don't have enough money, or mm-hmm. you aren't good looking enough. You know, it might be trying to pick up, you know, a date at the bar, and that voice telling you,
I can't do that. You can't do it. Yeah, go home.
She won't look at you, or she's not going to be good enough for you. So it worked for me. So it's kind of like, there's hope out there for a lot of people. But I mean, you change the story, you change the talk that you're having, mm-hmm. and a lot of it comes down to just being fully aware or self-aware of those conversations you're having, mm-hmm. and change it. Like, no, that's not necessarily true. Like, I have a lot going for me. I have a great job or run a great business. I am athletic and I take care of myself, and I have a great sense of humor or something like that. And you can approach somebody, and I'm talking about dating, but and I'm the last person to talk about dating, but you get what I'm saying. Like,
I get what, I mean, I think the first step is quit telling yourself the disempowering, you know, stories, you know, and I catch myself. And it's funny how you say, you know, being more self-aware of it, because, you know, if you're not aware of it and you have to have somebody tell you that, is one thing. But once you start catching your own, you know, when you start to fall into that, oh, poor me mentality, or the negative self-talk, I quickly, you know, and this is just by learning over the years, that I can quickly, okay, Joni, you take a step back for a second. Whoa, like, you need to be a little bit more positive.
Mm-hmm. And change it, mm-hmm. and change the outcome. And this can be in business. Like, so a great example of all this was, throughout the pandemic and COVID, we've been really self-aware, because for like, and still is today, like, especially with social media, a lot of the news, everything's extremely negative, like, mm-hmm. just everything. And like, you watch that or you listen to it long enough, you start believing some of that stuff and start giving into it. And if you, I mean, I'm even capable, like, the more I'm on, especially in the first, like, I would say month of COVID, it was like everything was negative. I was starting to think like the world's ending, like, everything's going to fall apart and all that. But it's like, no, let's step back. Let's really look at it. Let's examine everything. And then let's really look at the facts, and then let's change that story. And so, like, in our companies, we quickly were very conscious of our words that we used and what we said to our staff. And, you know, we're not preaching or saying things that would lead to a negative tone, mm-hmm. or lead to them doubting or them having doubts about the company or the, you know, where we're headed. Because you start putting those fears.
Yeah, they can also, you put contagious. Fear in them. Yeah.
And so we would always watch what we said. And then we would always, and we started to say, you know what, let's change this. Let's take advantage of this, or let's use this opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
Or let's use this to, you know, while everybody else is distracted and frustrated and all this is going on and not sure, well, let's take advantage. Mm-hmm. Let's be more united. Let's be more focused, and let's grow on this. So we would speak about, you know, hitting your sales numbers, hitting your KPIs, staying on top of everything,
right.
Just preaching to change the story that there might be a negative, but let's focus on what we can do today.
Yeah. What you can control.
Correct. Yeah. And it's had a huge impact. Mm-hmm. We growing faster than we actually planned at the end of the beginning of the year, which is crazy.
And the team is 100 behind us, 100%. I mean, they're coming up with their own ideas, and like, this is, you know, what we can do to, you know, change it to make it better. I mean, they're excited about it.
Yeah. And so it's been also with sales. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, we were in real estate, so a lot of our sales, you know, it got really like sketchy there for a while, like, what's going to happen with sales, or things going to plump, you know, just fall off a cliff. Mm-hmm. But we changed the narrative, like, stay, now interest rates are lower than they've ever been. Now, if you're in for a buy and hold and you're in this for the long term, like, your plan shouldn't change.
Right.
And so we started to, like, in our sales, we would start to work that into the language that, hey, it's a great time to buy. Interest rates are lower than they've ever been. If you're getting a long-term locked in 30-year mortgage, you know, what does it matter the next couple of years? You're, as long as the rent's going to be there, you're going to get that return that you're expecting. It's a great time to buy. It's right. a great time to, you're with a great partner that's going to help you with the assets and the property management side of it. Now's a great time to take advantage and buy. So we started just changing the, you know, what we say mm-hmm. and what we practice, what we preach, and it dramatically changed the story and the outcome in our business.
Right. And so some of the I guess steps to rewrite your story, number one, examine your habits. And I think once you've identified the negative ones, you can create, you know, better ones.
So, and it's again, being self-aware, mm-hmm. and that's your number two is being self-aware. And that yeah. this takes practice. It's not overnight. No. I notice when I'm tired, hangry, whatever, like the Snickers commercial.
You need a bar, a Snickers bar.
Yeah. You know, I tend to be less self-aware. Mm-hmm. And I tend to give into that negative thought and pattern more, especially when I'm tired.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, so if I get my rest, get proper nutrition, get my water in, all that, I seem to be a lot better with as far as controlling that narrative. Yeah.
And for me, it's, you know, meditating mm-hmm. and even journaling, you know, and working out. Like whenever, you know, I'm stressed out, like all my time is just going to the gym and doing some cardio or lifting some weights. That's how I
relieve the stress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a great way. And mm-hmm. meditation, yeah, in the morning. My morning routine that helps me and starting the morning with gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's a big one, yeah, gratitude.
You're starting the day off with the thoughts in your head and the things you're thinking of with more positive tones mm-hmm. and
yeah.
positive thoughts. And it creates positive stories or narratives uh-huh. throughout the day in your head.
Something so. That I used to do, I don't do it anymore and I should get back into this. I would have, you know, thank you cards on my desk. And anytime like I felt like, you know, somebody empowered me or just I just wanted to express gratitude, every morning I would take out a card and just thank somebody, you know, on my team or out in the community, whatever. I mean, it feels so good to the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning is express gratitude.
Yeah. And I think along those lines, as far as like when you're meditating or when you're doing some self-evaluation, I think when you're hearing those negative thoughts, you can validate them or not. So like one of the points you had here is look for, ask people that you can trust. They're going to give you an honest opinion yeah. for their perspective. So they can, you know, you got to trust them. You got to make sure that they're, people that are not just negative and they're going to give you the right
yeah,
response
and
you want.
Exactly. But. And then also with that, you know, be willing to listen to that because it might not always be, you know, what you're looking for or positive. Maybe it's something that you need to work on. And you have to be willing to, you know, open up to criticism, you know, for that.
And validate that those, mm-hmm. even the people's perspective that they give you, I still like take it with a grain of salt and just evaluate and make sure that what they're telling me is still factual mm-hmm. and the thoughts that I'm thinking are factual and are they true or just me just saying that, you know, and it's hard, but it's mm-hmm. not easy all the time. And sometimes you have to face reality and realize that, hey, you know what, maybe it is right. And yeah. I need to change and I need to do something about it, but at least you're
validate, but verify.
Yeah. And then practice every day, you know, put this into yeah. action.
So once you, you know, have narrowed down what you need to work on. I mean, we talked about this on one of the other podcasts, practice. That's yeah. how you get better.
Exactly. Spend time with positive or influential people that are there to change your way of thinking. I yeah. think this is huge. Again, watch your sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think, extremely important because, I mean, just one, you know, negative person could, you know, just change your mindset and just make you moody and unhappy. And, you know, it's not worth it. I mean, I don't hang out with anybody that is negative. You'll find that about me is, you know, I don't associate with people that are going to bring me down.
Yeah, it's the total opposite. People that are going to not only provide you positive feedback or be real with you, mm-hmm. but they're also going to challenge you, I think. And, yeah. and you want people that are going to push you, mm-hmm. Challenge your mindset to even think bigger. Cause the story in your head or the narrative might be that you're thinking too small.
Right.
And that person might say, you know what, you need to change that story rather than say, Like you might, your story might be, I need to do $1,000 this week or make $1,000 this week. But they might say, you know what, you can actually do $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 this week. And so you need to, somebody's going to push you and challenge you and cause you to maybe even think bigger, mm-hmm. which again, absolutely. Changes the outcome.
Yeah.
And then along those lines, the last point was just to, it was along those lines, taking more risk,
mm-hmm.
pushing yourself.
Get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because one of the stories you might be telling yourself is, I can't speak in front of people. Mm-hmm. I think this is another one of those podcasts we had about challenging yourself. But you might say, like, I'm not a good public speaker. I'm not good in front of speaking. That's something that's totally in your head that you're just telling yourself because that's something that you can overlearn. You might suck at it at the beginning. You might be awful at it, but you can change that narrative. You can start saying, you know what? I might not be great at this, but I can learn or I can challenge myself. And then
I can practice every day at it. And
you can take classes and then, mm-hmm. and then start putting yourself in opportunities to speak in front of people and do it and just get uncomfortable, mm-hmm. challenge yourself, and then change that narrative to all of a sudden where you once thought I'm horrible in front of people. And all of a sudden 2 years down the road, you're now
speaking. Like, yeah.
You're speaking engagement, mm-hmm. you're in speaking engagements, you're talking in front of people. And it's all because you changed the story or changed the narrative. So we'd love to hear some feedback and can't wait to see what changes you're going to make in your life by changing the story, changing the narrative, and controlling the outcome. So I think we're just going to end it with controlling the outcome by controlling the narrative.
That's awesome. Stay positive, my friends.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.